Urban Gorilla wasn't written about anyone in particular, but it was another case of something that was written a long time before it actually saw the light of day in the form of recording. Actually came from bowling down one of these side streets in Notting Hill. I noticed the term Urban Gorilla had been sprayed up on a wall, well actually on a corrugated iron piece of sheeting that was tacked up to cover some blemish in the local architecture. In this sort of great black dribbling spray paint was this term, Urban Gorilla, which obviously somebody had sprayed there simply because the term it held a lot of heroic and exciting ideal sort of mythological modern feeling for whoever wrote it. It was a term that I had heard mentioned but I'd never really thought about until I saw it proclaimed in this way. It wasn't that long after that that I found a paperback book that was a sort of a study of guerrilla tactics that was called Urban Gorilla, and it the cover of the book actually featured a corrugated iron wall with the word Urban Gorilla sprayed on it. And the two things sort of, you know, my feelings about the whole thing, I read the book, which was actually written by a soldier called Calvert, as it so happens. He was, I think he's a military advisor in the British Army, a Colonel Calvert, or somebody or other Calvert, who, anyway, that's just one of those small coincidences that really don't mean a lot to anyone, unless, you know, obviously it meant something to me from my point of view, but it wouldn't to anyone else, but there you are, the subjectivity of coincidence. But I really wrote it because I wanted to express that sort of feeling that, you know, that I'd seen expressed in the spray paint and also my own feelings about it. And I'm alarmed to see now that, I was alarmed actually shortly after that to see how much, how many other people had obviously thought that it was, that an urban gorilla was something to be. I mean, it's not something that I feel that I would like to be myself at all, other than in the realms of fantasy, but you know, in a manner of speaking, it's something which has heavily caught on since those days. I mean, when I saw that written, it wasn't something that existed in this country, at least. It was a sort of remote thing to do with Mediterranean countries and Mexican revolutions, really. It didn't surprise me that it was banned by the BBC at all. In fact, I expected it to cause a lot of controversy. It made the front pages of the newspapers. I in particular remember a headline on the front page of the Evening Standard when it was withdrawn from the market. It wasn't written to deliberately cause controversy, but I knew it would, and I didn't expect to be. I was really heavily taken to task, and I had to give interviews, which were quite embarrassing, really, because it, you know, the statements I've made in the song, which obviously weren't a refutation of guerrilla tactics by any means at all, but I really, you know, what I meant by the lyric was, you know, I meant it as a metaphor for an attitude rather than an incitement for young people to go out and get themselves guns. I suppose it got me a file opened by the special branch, or at least by the Home Office and some department by the Home Office. I think Nick Turner actually has got one on him for sure. I mean, he has had his premises raided in an armed bomb search. That was a few years ago now, but no, I think you can't get away with something like that. I mean,